Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
No, I know. It's just us today.
Yeah, weird.
I know. No notes, no nothing.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome
to Off Script.
Today, it's a mini-sode for you.
Yes, it's going to be a fun one. And I'm Allie. Yes,
and I'm Bree.
And we have like a double
whammy for you.
Yeah.
Because it pertains to
the last two episodes that were released.
Exactly. Because why not? Actually, I just really wanted to watch the 1979 version of Amityville.
I know. I had never seen it.
I saw it forever ago and I vaguely remembered bits and pieces of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's good.
Yep. So that's what our episodes were going to do. We are comparing the 97 version to the story and then the Ryan Reynolds version. Mm-hmm. And then we have some Lightning Thief questions.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think they're questions. They're activities because the questions are like,
oh,
we can do the questions, but you'll see how easy they are. And you'll be like, oh, I see why you said to do the activities.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's start with Amity since it came out. Oh, it didn't come out first. That's okay. Let's start with it.
Yeah, it did. Amity came out
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Percy came out
today.
You're right.
You're all over the place.
I'm all over. I just knew that Percy came out on a Wednesday and Amity came out. Nope. I can't wait to be one episode a season.
Or it's going to be nice. We're almost there.
We're so close. Guys.
Don't worry. Today I realized, you know how I sent you a snap and was like, I flipped my calendar. It's because I thought today was Tuesday. Oh. I thought today was the last day of the month.
I know. When you said you flipped it, I was like, why? It's just, we have one more day.
I had put it up and then I like went and was doing something else. And then I was trying to think of what I'm doing this week. And I looked at the calendar and I was like, wait a minute. I flipped it too early. Now I'm too excited.
Just to be done with April.
Yeah, basically. Almost there.
Yes. But anyways, okay, never mind. Ignore my trying to justify why we're doing Amity first. We're just doing it first.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, let's do Amity first because let's do our kind of what we normally do. You know, we compare and we contrast.
Okay, that's a good reason to do it first.
So here we are, comparing and contrasting Amityville.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do first? How similar it is to the book?
Let's talk about how it's like basically verbatim the book.
I know, it's way better, right?
I went into it going, I read the book eons ago now.
Right.
Watched the movie basically almost a year ago now. I'm not going to remember like how close it is. But then each little like thing that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, that happens in the book.
It does.
I remember that from the book.
Yep.
I was like, damn, this is like spot on.
It really was. I was actually shocked. I was like, I wonder if we did this one for like the comparing.
Uh-huh.
How different
our episode would have been.
Yeah.
I know. Because Jody was a pig, guys, except for I was thoroughly shocked. Did you go back and look?
I did.
Isn't it insane? It's like this ginormous pig.
It's just in the window, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just in the window, but it takes up the whole damn window.
I know.
I thought it was going to be this cute little pig.
Cute. It's supposed to be a demon.
I know, but I thought, you know, it's a 70s movie. It's going to be a little pig with that they like did red eyes to.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like cheesy.
Yeah, exactly. Not this like animatronic pig that takes up the whole window.
It was spooky. I had watched it before Bree did. And then But I was also, you guys, the yearbook is due this Friday. So I've been working on the yearbook. So I was multitasking. And then I saw the scene where what's her name sees the eyes through it.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
is that all Bree's going to get of her
right?
pig?
I was like, oh, she's going to be pissed. Because then I finished the movie and I'm like, oh my gosh, there was no pig. And then
I know, because I will say, I think there is a scene in the book where they actually see a pig running around the boathouse. Unless maybe I'm crazy.
I don't remember. But I remember him feeling like hoofs on him in explaining that mm-hmm. in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's like, no, you didn't see it? I was like, oh, whoops.
I was shocked. I was expecting a response from you being like, I know, I thought that was insane.
I was like, you're just like, the what? Eyes.
You're like, it was just the eyes, right? I was like, no. It like, when I first saw it, I did just think it was just the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Because my brain was like, no way in hell did they make an animatronic huge pig. And then I looked closer and I was like, that's the pig.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it matched well. It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good. What was your, other than the pig, what was your takeaway, your favorite takeaway from the movie?
I actually, what's funny is I think if we did this, I think I would have chose movie.
Really?
Yeah. Because it gives you the story. It gives you the main parts. Mm-hmm. It like, it has all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Slash, I need you to stop.
Dude.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Bree's just dropping her cat over here.
Oh no, I tried to pick him up by his scruff, but I haven't done that in a while, and he's got way more fat on him.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so I liked seeing George devolve, but mm-hmm. also like Kathy being worried about him as he devolved, not like George being this enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked. Oh, can we talk about how the father is in it basically the whole movie too?
I know,
he is. I loved that too.
Yep.
His story was slightly different.
His was, yes, I did notice that.
Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they did all of his story from the book right at the start, and then we're just kind of like, we still need him to be here.
Yeah, like the driving the car part, that was weird. Yeah. Like they were trying to go back to the Lutz's house and it was like the car got possessed.
I also thought it was really weird that the father couldn't find Kathy and George and just decided, you know what, I'm going to bless your house without you guys
That
here.
Was super weird.
I'm like, what?
Why? That was weird.
Especially, you see them outside playing, why don't you go get them and be like, hey, I'm going to bless your house now.
Right?
Cause
super
then,
weird.
Then Kathy calls and is like, he never came.
So odd.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I liked the, for one, George looked exactly how I feel like he should have.
Absolutely. He looked like a good looking dude who could also end up being crazy.
Yeah. But I like the part where like he was starting to go psycho and like brought a axe to the mm-hmm. door and everything. Mm-hmm. But then when he turned around, he smacked Kathy or something happened where Kathy fell down and he kind of snapped out of it
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, just Ryan Reynolds mm-hmm. wanting to kill everybody the whole time.
Oh, you had to get further away from the house. That'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure, didn't they say that they kind of like the demon-ness like followed them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like even when they went far away, like it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as horrible.
Yeah.
But
when they were living there,
yeah.
They would go with them and things would happen when they were away.
Yeah.
That's why George, when they're away for the brother's wedding, that's why he was still sick and experiencing all that.
So then the Ryan Reynolds one just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't at all. That's why I like the book over that one. But like I said, as I was watching it, I just was like, this is literally just, they actually retold the story.
They did
good with it. And I also think they cast it very, very well.
I think so too, actually.
Yeah, I really liked who played Kathy. I love who played George. It's the Brolin father. How can you go wrong with him?
He looked familiar.
Except for I get him and his son confused. One's Josh and one's James. In my videos for our TikTok, I said a name and I sat there and I was like, that sounds like it's his son.
I'll tell you right now.
Those might be wrong. I think it's Josh. I think Josh Brolin is who's in this movie.
Amityville, The Awakening. Amityville 2, The Possession. Amityville 1992, It's About Time.
It's Amityville, About Time.
Amityville 3D.
Amityville 3D?
Yeah, Amityville Vibrator. What the hell?
That sounds like that's got to be your next, what is it, Valentine's Day? Is that when you do it?
Watch my horrible movies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The Amityville Horror, Ryan Reynolds. Amityville Horror, Evil Escapes. The Amityville Horror. It's literally the last one. What?
The last one, and it's the best one.
It is James.
Oh, it's James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I did it right now.
I didn't even realize that was him. James. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I saw his name right off the bat, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
And it was
good. It was. Yeah. Also, the music's so freaking creepy in that movie.
Dude, it really was. That's like something I noticed. I was like, because I watched it, what, last night? Night before?
Saturday.
I watched it Saturday.
Last night.
Okay. And I'm just sitting there. I did not want to watch a horror movie. Yeah. Like, I was just like, I was ready for like a comedy or just like relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gosh, these dang listeners, gotta give them something.
And it's gotta be easy. So, yes.
So the music then added to me later, like, but I will say for a horror movie, it wasn't horror.
No. I did realize where they tried to be horror. Like, it was obvious, like when they're first showing the Lutzes the house and they flash to the DeFeo murders.
That was actually really cool.
I think that was very smart, but you could also tell with like how it would be really quiet and then you would hear the gunshot and like the loudness of it. I was like, oh, that's, they're trying to jump scare us. I am not.
Maybe in 1979, that was scary.
Exactly. I was like, cool.
We've been like desensitized.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why the Ryan Reynolds one is like, that one's scared. Slash just trying to take my
headphones off. I've never had him play with
the cord before. He's pissed at me because I'm in the seat.
That's probably it. He's like, normally I come in here and you let me take this.
I know my legs are tired.
It's a short one today, too. Dude, you can handle it. Shoot, I was going to say something else. Oh, the babysitter.
Yeah. The
babysitter was done so much better in this, too, because the babysitter was actually a kid trying to babysit, not trying to scare the kids.
And, like, get with the younger kid.
Yeah, that was the worst part of that.
Weird.
Movie. I forgot about that.
And it made sense that it was in whatever her name, Amy is her name in this one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The daughter's room. Because she's like, let me out. And she's like, Jody says I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't.
Too bad. I can't.
But man, her hands were all like all bloody from banging on the door.
Mm-hmm. I know. First, George goes and is like, there's no lock on the door. And like,
I know.
I was like, George, you know something's wrong with the house,
right?
Why are you being like that?
Don't be a jerk to this poor girl.
but then he turns around and is like, why didn't you let her out?
Yeah.
So he had her back.
Yeah. I also love that they went back for the dog. They went back for Harry. So it takes, they finally are able to leave this house.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy, the little girl, is like, no, we gotta get Harry. And they're like, no, we're leaving. But then George is like, yeah, I gotta go get Harry. And so he drives back. And of course, Kathy's like, no, George. And just sobbing.
Why?
And he goes in and then he falls down into the blood well or whatever the heck that was. That wasn't in the book either, was it? There was a well.
I mean, there was a well, but he never.
I don't think it was full of blood either.
No.
So he fell down in his blood well. And then Harry comes And he starts chewing on him. And he's like, no, Harry, it's me. But Harry was saving him. He pulled him out. Mm-hmm.
I also like that they had the ESP chick come. Like, she was combined into a few different characters in this. She was just the girlfriend. But in the book, she was like the medium, the girlfriend, and someone else. But it was cool to have her be there too and then be like, you need to find the well.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was cool. Yeah. I'm just glad that Harry didn't die in this one. Yep. My biggest takeaway. The dog survived.
Just like in the book.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
Well, that's like an apple and orange thing.
That's very true. That's very true.
Do I prefer to be scared? If I wanted to get a jump scare and scared, I would go Ryan Reynolds. If I just wanted to watch Ryan Reynolds, I'd go Ryan Reynolds. But if I want the actual story, I would definitely go the 79 one. I would also choose that over the book, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was portrayed in the story. Like, a story, not just in written facts.
Like, this is what happened on this day. And this is what happened on this day. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I do suggest it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would. Mm-hmm. Like, if you haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah.
It's actually a fun one.
I know. Don't go into it expecting to get scared.
No.
Go into it being like, oh my gosh, this is a true story.
Yeah. And just to see that animatronic huge ass pig at the end.
The whole, like, 5 seconds it's on the screen.
It literally, like, I couldn't even believe it because it's like a quick flash. And I was like, that just took up the whole window.
Maybe we'll take a picture of it. Anyways,
should we do here? All we are now going to switch over to Percy Jackson, everyone.
Let's do a 180 to a
complete 180. I'm going to first read you this first literary circle questions. Okay.
Okay, and circle. You can see why. Okay, that's cute. It's a little for a classroom.
It's for a class, yeah.
Okay.
Describe what kind of student Percy Jackson is. What troubles does he have at school?
Oh, yeah, let's not do this.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do that. Okay, so now for the activities. Yeah. Imagine you've just discovered you are a half-blood. What cabin do you think you will end up in at Camp Half-Blood? What are the possibilities? Mm. We're not going to do that. Write a fictional essay describing your arrival and the discovery of your true parentage.
I think, I don't know all the cabins. Here, let me look them up.
I just have to, but I'm not smart.
What?
I was going to say I'd have to go with Athena, but I don't think I'm quite wise enough to be Athena.
Okay, here are the 12 cabins. There is Zeus, Hera, Poseidon. Can't be those. I mean,
I'm Poseidon.
No. Athena, Ares, Apollo, Demeter? Demeter?
Demeter.
Demeter, sure. Hermes. Oh gosh, why did I volunteer to read this?
Hephaestus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Artemis, Aphrodite, and Dionysus. Dionysus has his own cabin there? Wasn't he Mr. D?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a god.
So those are his kids?
He just doesn't care.
Right? Is that what? That's it? Those are his kids?
I mean, some of them have to be. The ones he claimed.
All the ones in cabin, in whatever his cabinet are his kids.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't give a crap about any of them?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's horrible.
The rest of the gods.
I know, but
the rest of the gods.
He's legit right there.
He's not there by choice.
Could you imagine being one of his kids he claimed and be like, Dad? And he's like, get away from me.
I don't care about you.
That's worse than like not being claimed or like your parent just not knowing you. Okay, I got to figure out what these gods are for.
I have a feeling I would be Aphrodite. Oh, what are the possibilities? Oh, look,
we could do it. Which cabin are you in?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Of course, it's BuzzFeed. Love BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. Choose a weapon to fight the Titan. A bow and arrow, sword, knife, magic, shield, spear, ready with the medical aid, or strength.
I want to say bow and arrow.
Yeah, you like the bow and arrow.
I really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Choose something to control. Water, earth, fire, air, plants, outer space, appearance, or time.
Ooh. Plants. It was between that and outer space.
Pick a main character to fight with you. Percy Jackson, Annabeth, Grover, Luke, Talia. Oh, Nico D'Angelo? I don't need anyone. I work alone.
I think Annabeth.
Mm-hmm. Pick a side character. Clarice, Tyson, Rachel, Selena, Charles, the Stoll brothers. I only know two of these people.
You should know three.
I know the Stoll brothers.
There you go. Tyson.
Who is your least favorite god or goddess? Hades, Zeus, Ares, Hera, Poseidon. Poseidon, look at his name is so tiny. Aphrodite, Artemis, Athena. I despise all of them. I love them all.
I have a feeling you can guess my least favorite.
Poseidon?
Yeah.
Just because Athena doesn't like him?
No, I don't. I've never liked Poseidon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it might be my dislike of Little Mermaid, but
that's Neptune.
I know, but you know, they're all down there.
Choose your power to have ability to fly, speak to animals, invincibility, control water, make plants grow. know every fact in the world, see the future, control minds.
Plants.
Shock. Which monster do you think you could beat? The Minotaur, Hydra, Medusa, any Titan, Manticore, Chimera, Cyclops, or Emposia? Emposia. Emposai.
How about none of them? Can you give me the options again?
Minotaur, Hydra, Medusa, any Titan, Manticore, Chimera, Cyclops. They're the E one.
I'm going to say the Chimera.
Okay.
Because cat. I can figure out how to take a cat down.
Which monster would you lose to?
All of them.
Furies, Gyron, Hellhounds, Skyla, and Cherubs.
Cherubs?
That's how you spell Cherubs?
C-H-E-R-U-B?
Nope.
Oh.
C-H-A-R-Y-B-D-I-S. Cherubids? Cherubids.
We're good with our Greek mythology.
We should have done this on the screen so you could have read it. I'm just reading off my phone, you guys. Neman Lion, Typhon. Typhoon? That's not Typhoon. Typhoon has two O's, right? That's Typhon. Mm-hmm. Sirens.
Oh.
Or Lastergonians.
I would think I would be screwed with sirens.
Yeah. Where would you end up in the underworld? The Fields of Punishment. I'm a terrible person. Elysium. Fields of Asphodel. I didn't do much. Isles of the Blessed. I've achieved greatness. I achieve greatness every time. I'll have to let the judges decide. None of them. I never die.
I'll have to let the judges decide.
Mm-hmm. Choose a camp. Camp Half-Blood. Camp Jupiter. I'm not a demigod. Who needs a camp?
Half-Blood.
Describe yourself. Caring, loyal, determined, smart, strong, powerful, uncertain, or beautiful.
Loyal.
Your cabin six. You're a child of Athena.
What?
Yeah. Not only are you extremely smart, but you will prove essential in any battle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that.
That's amazing. Oh, I got the one that I wanted.
How cool. I'll go.
That's cool.
Okay, my weapon I'm going to choose is also a bow and arrow. Just, I would like to stay away from the battle. Something to control. I think appearance would be cool. I could change what I look like. Pick a main.
Oh, that makes sense. When you read me that, I was like, why would anyone want that? Like,
I took it as
the vain way.
Oh, I imagine like Tonks.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you said that, I was like, that's what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
I took it as vain. And I was like, I'm not vain.
A main character to fight with. I would also choose Annabeth. And I would also choose Tyson because I don't know the other. Who is your least favorite god? See, I don't know. What is Artemis? What is he the god of?
She
oh.
is. Why can't I think of what she is? Is she the god of tinkering?
I don't know. I don't like Zeus. I think he's punky. He thinks he's all that.
Wow.
Hercules Zeus is a different thing. Okay. fly. I would love to speak to animals. So cool. I could destroy.
Yeah, isn't that a hard one?
I'm going to say Cyclops.
That was my second choice.
Yeah.
Because one eye would be easy to fight against. like.
Which would I lose to? I also am going to say Sirens. I'm going to get freaking Athena too. Dang it.
You might not.
I might not.
You haven't answered like I have.
That's true.
You've only answered how I have once.
Main character.
Oh, side the main character, side character, and the Sirens.
Yeah. Where would you end up in the underworld? I also, gonna let the judge decide. Camp Half-Blood there. I'm having doing all the same ones then. Yep. Okay.
Athena.
But I am going to be caring.
Yeah.
I also got Athena. That's okay. We can be bunkmates.
That's fine. That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's cool. Did we answer that question?
Yes, we
did.
That
was a really long.
I know. Oh, well, we're not going to do that one because we read the next book.
Oh, what was it?
This book is the first in a series. Luke is still at large. Kronos is growing, and they spelt Kronos with a C here. And Percy is about to...
They spelled it with a C here, but in the book, it's spelled with K?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How you did that, I don't know. Kronos is growing stronger, and Percy is about to step out into the world as the acknowledged son of Poseidon. What will happen next? Like the Oracle, make 4 predictions about the next book. What will happen in it? Share your predictions and the clues that support them, and create a chart showing what you think are the most likely upcoming events.
I predict they're going to go to an amusement park.
Yeah, goddamn. I saw that today, and I'll like, wait.
You guys.
What?
Oh my gosh. Pre-texting me today as she's watching it was the funniest freaking thing. It's like, I just got to read you. I can't read them because they're all bad words.
Oh, read them. Hold on. She's talking about, I watched The Sea of Monsters today.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I can't read them. They're all spoilers, but she's just like, what the hell? And like, WTF. And she'll just say one thing and then she'll add, this is so effed after it. Like,
I was pissed. Oh, I did not think it could get worse than last week's.
It's something else.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, before we even get to the episode, it's even worse.
So if you thought Brie was heated last time,
just wait till Monday. One of my texts that I sent her was, I now know why I've only seen this movie once.
She says, I want to turn off this movie, WTF, and then something that happens. And then she sends me a gif of this guy smacking his head on the TV. Or I don't know if that's a TV, but that's
a wall.
A wall that moves?
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, like at a bank or something when the thing lifts up. Yes. Yeah. I was trying so hard to find the perfect thing head on wall gif, and I couldn't find one. And I was like, he's doing it the most animatedly.
And I thought it was a TV, so it worked even better.
That would have been amazing. I should have looked that up.
Oh my gosh, it was just so funny.
Yeah. Like, anyways. 20 minutes in, I realized, I was like, oh no, this is even worse than I remembered. No wonder I don't own it, and I've only seen it once. Oh my gosh. I've wiped it from my whole memory.
You didn't remember any of it? Like, when stuff happened, you weren't like, oh, yeah.
I remembered Tyson looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I knew that Stanley Tucci was Mr. D. Oh. Like, when I was reading it.
That's who you pictured?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, he's in it. And then the first movie happened, and I was like, maybe I just put him in there. So, like, I knew certain things like that. And I had vaguely remembered that Pierce Brosnan didn't come back. But yes, other than that, he was like, wow, we screwed up. This is what I just want to know. Let's get into this before we get into it on the episode. Did any of those actors not read the books?
I know. No one voiced their
How
thoughts.
Could they not? Yeah.
I want to know what Rick thought about it bombing. Was he like, yes?
I would have been thrilled if I were him. I am thrilled. This was one of those series. It was a weird feeling because, like, because they had screwed up these movies so bad, I was okay with them not touching it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they announced they were doing the TV show, I was worried. I was like, please don't. Please don't.
Right now. But now I'm excited to see if it's good.
I know. Me too. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Just got to get through this recording.
Yeah.
Next week and then, or this week and then.
Yeah. And then, boom, I have to wait for Stupid John. Okay. World War II is revealed in the book to actually have been triggered by an epic battle between the gods. How can a modern event be explained by the gods? Pick a current event, an earthquake, a battle, or even a surprising celebrity love affair, and explain how the gods were really behind it. That's the last one.
The tornadoes that just happened in
y'all,
Nebraska.
My best friend Sierra freaking texts me. Like, I've been texting her all this was what, Friday. I've been texting her all day, and she texts me at like 8 o'clock at night and says, you're probably gonna be mad. My mom was very mad. We had tornadoes this morning. I'm fine. Everything's okay.
Like,
I was like, what?
Right. And then she says, I'm like, they must not have been that bad, but that is all I've been seeing on TikTok is all these tornadoes. And I was like,
yeah,
it was bad.
It was really bad. Like, to the point where Sierra was, I FaceTimed her today to watch a movie, and she had to pause because someone was at her door, and it was a dude who was doing a free roof estimate. And she was like, it's the fifth one that's come by today because they're all out there. Like, everyone's roof is fucked from this.
Right.
So here. Yeah. And like, she sent me pictures and stuff, and I was like, this girl really has been texting me all day and couldn't have just been like, because there were a few times where I was texting her and she said, sorry, dealing with stuff at work. Because not only did she survive through tornadoes, but she had to also deal with like 7,000 people at the zoo.
Yeah.
Huh, slash. So she had to deal with getting these people in.
Because she works at the zoo.
Yes, she works at the zoo. And she had to deal with getting these people into their jungle exhibit and not be outdoors. But she said everyone kept like wandering and stuff. Okay. But when she was texting me before I was aware of the tornadoes, it was, sorry, I'm dealing with stuff at work. I'll text later. Not
sorry, I'm dealing with a tornado. I'll text later.
Yes. I was like, what? Not okay. And then she sent pictures and like it looks horrible. Like,
I know. So let us know, our Nebraska listeners. Are you okay?
Yeah. I hope you are.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed. That's scary. I can't even imagine.
I know.
So I know Sierra got lucky because 1 or 2 years ago, there was a tornado that did damage to their house, to their windows and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it cost them a lot of money. But this time, house is fine. Everyone's good.
That's
pets
good.
Are good. Yeah. I was like, oh, good.
Do insurances not cover stuff like that?
They cover certain things.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I can't even remember. I remember when she told me, I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I think it had to deal with like how the windows got busted from it.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like, insurance. If it just went like this, it would have been covered, but it didn't. And I was like, how the fuck?
Right.
Like, yeah,
that
gotta
sucks.
Love insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So, something like that.
Zeus. That was Zeus's fault.
Oh, yeah. Zeus was pissed. What was he pissed at? Cornfields? How dare you?
Those Nebraskans. He's just having a hissy fit day. He's like,
That's probably
Poseidon got what he wanted. He got to talk to his kid.
Damn it. I didn't. I turned her into a tree.
That works.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a funny one.
Well, no, you should.
I was going to try and say Taylor's whole album being about the wrong ex would be someone, but I can't think of who would have done that.
That sounds like an Aphrodite thing.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Isn't she love and like beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely an Aphrodite thing.
Aphrodite wanted to throw us off. I keep seeing TikToks where everyone's still trying to make certain songs about Joe. And I'm like, Are you not listening to the song? Like, that's not Joe's.
I still haven't finished it.
I do not think you'll enjoy it.
I have not been enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I've been like, meh. Mm-hmm. But I want to listen to it because Riley's been liking it. I wouldn't say she loves it either.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, that's a good song. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love it. I have been listening to it on repeat.
John told you not to listen to it when he was gone. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I've been listening to. Man, the prophecy. Prophecy gets me. Hardcore. It talks about her praying to God and being like, why does this always happen to me? Why can't I find someone who just wants my company?
Oh my gosh. Stop listening to this album. John, I tried.
Impossible. I get in my car and I'm like, I have been also listening to The Magicians because I'm trying to get through that for us too. Uh-huh. But I'll get in my car and it'll just start. And I'm like, maybe I should change it. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, but I love this song. Is there any other things you can think of?
I'm sure there are. You guys tell us. What's a?
Yeah, what's a event that's happened right now that you think a certain God has done?
And tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read it.
We will.
We read the other comment, right? Did we read the?
No, we haven't.
Read it?
I kept realizing after we were done recording. Guys, we're horrible. We keep telling you that we'll read your comments in our reviews. But we've had a really nice one for a long time.
I feel like we did read it.
No.
It's the one on YouTube, right?
No.
Oh.
The Apple one.
Oh, that's right. We just posted about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Apple. You gotta read it.
I got you. Oh, yeah. I forgot you don't.
You slept in the woods? Like on the ground?
Oh, no. Don't ruin it for me. You should have brought a tent. Those magicians?
That's exactly. I don't know how that started playing. That's hilarious. You slept in the woods? All right. This is from Lizzie_B_00. Love this pod. 5 stars. Please give us 5 stars, everyone.
Yes.
Such a fun concept for a podcast and so well executed. I said such that way because that's in all caps. You can tell the hosts are very organized and love what they do, which makes the listening experience so much better. Love this pod, and so should you.
Aw.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Yeah. I hope it's okay we shouted you out on a mini-sode, not a main-sode.
Yeah, hopefully you still listen to these.
I know.
Oops.
That's okay. But yeah, no. Yes, we're sorry. We saw that, like, weeks ago.
Yeah, I kept meaning to have us say it, and then we would finish recording, and Allie would leave, and I'd be like, oh, man,
you know. I'll have to put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Or, like, the notes for when yeah. I make them.
Yeah.
I realize show notes is a different thing.
Yeah, is what they have access to.
But our show notes for my notes. Oh, you guys.
All right, well.
All right.
Monday. Ooh. We have a fun one. Oh, nope. Monday, we have an obvious one.
Yeah, I was like, what are you thinking? You got really excited about it because I'm like, I mean, it's going to be fun. Bree's going to be pissed. We got a guest on.
For some reason, I thought this was coming out after Sea of Monsters.
It's because we talked about Sea of Monsters on it.
That's why. And so I thought it was going to be Turtles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club? Yeah, it still will be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. It's Sea of Monsters.
Yeah, for anyone who can't follow along with our thoughts. And
for our
Wednesday, next Wednesday, it's not a mini-sode because you got us this week.
No, it's actually Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, we're in our Stephen King month.
Mm-hmm. I know, I totally forgot, but Breeze and your dad came up with spooky intros.
Yeah, we did. I forgot about that, too.
So I just went back and listened to it, and I was like, what is this? Yeah, and I was like, this is different. Because normally they'll come out in October, so it'll make sense.
Yeah, this season it won't make sense, but next season.
Yeah.
Heck, next season I might start it in September.
Maybe. You'll have to get it with all the spookies.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, anyways.
Some behind the scenes for you.
But it was so funny. I was watching, what was I watching? Ghosts. Yeah. And this last episode, they made a Shawshank Redemption joke because one of the ghosts, they can't leave the, or all ghosts can't leave the area property where they died.
Okay.
But this one ghost just found out each ghost has a ghost power, and his ghost power is he can leave. And so Jay, the living who can't see the ghosts, is like, he's got Shawshank Redemption. He's been too long. He's been on the inside and he's scared to go on the outside. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like,
I get it.
It's Brooks.
But, that's good.
Yeah. So you come and listen so you can get the joke too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good episode too.
Yep. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We just kind of jabbered for nothing for a very long
time. I know.
This
was way longer than I thought it would be.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, it's because we're not recording anything else tonight.
That's it. We're like, whoa, what are we doing with ourselves?
We usually record a mini and then our main episode.
Mm-hmm. But we are waiting on a certain someone.
Tis what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. So, see you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.